This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has scrapped a visit to Ukraine and four other nations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
His spokeswoman says Pompeo's staying in Washington to keep monitoring the situation in Iraq, where militiamen breached the U.S. embassy in Baghdad this week before pulling back yesterday. The U.S. has sent hundreds more troops to the Middle East to boost security amid high tensions with Iran, whom the Trump administration blames for the attack. Pompeo was to arrive tonight in Ukraine and meet later with its president, whose July phone call with President Trump is at the center of the Trump impeachment push. The State Department says Pompeo intends to reschedule. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Political fallout from the violent protests at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has been swift, even after the departure of the protesters. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.